Ladies and gentlemen, the editor of the Elyria Weekly Gazette, Mr. Will Rogers, Jr.
Thank you. You know, doctors sometimes recommend golf as a benefit to health, and I've never understood why. Because no matter how good I feel when I start out, when the game's over, I always find I wasn't really up to par.
Rogers of the Gazette. Offering you again transcribed another heartwarming story of a country newspaper and its friendly editor, and starring Will Rogers, Jr.
I'm Doc Clement, a friend of Will's. Well, I'm not the one who prescribed golf for Will. I didn't have to. The weather did it. I can sometimes wish that Illyrians were as versatile as their weather. We mushed through the snows of the last half of December, slid through the freeze into the new year, and now, if you were dropped suddenly into the middle of Illyria and somebody handed you a palm tree, you'd be hard put to decide whether this was California or Florida. Balmiest sort of weather, giving rise to the balmiest sort of behavior on the part of the native. Maggie's as restless as a willow in a windstorm, or however it is that song goes. I've been acting a little strange myself. I made the jump from long underwear to my BVDs without my usual stopover with my medium weight gear. And Will and Police Chief Mendenhall have practically taken up residence at the golf course.
Well, now, just think about it a while, Wooly. It'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Illyria is a winter playground?
Sure, where people come from all over to bask in the winter sun. It'd back Palm Springs and Palm Beach right off the map.
Boy, if it wasn't January, I'd swear the sun had got to you.
Of course, you'd need a bigger police force to handle all that influx of people.
Yeah, and I'd have to work harder.
Or maybe you'd just have to work, period.
Ought to resent that. Trouble is, it's true.
Oh, there's your ball, Wooly.
Hmm? So soon. I thought I really connected with that last shot.
You topped it. Your head's been beating the club all afternoon.
Yes, huh?
I told you. You swore I was wrong, and just to prove it, why, you did it again.
I could have kicked it further than that. Oh, well, I keep telling myself it's just a game.
Yeah, sure. Well, now, just relax. And keep your eye on the ball.
Relax. A nice, easy half swing. Ought to hold out from here if I do it right.
Hogan would.
Okay. It's good enough for Hogan. It's good enough for me.
Darn it, Wooly, you did it again. You looked up.
Did I?
You're so dad blamed anxious to see where the ball's going. You look up before you even hit it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that. Better get some help from Leland, I guess.
Well, he'll tell you the same thing I do. Only he'll charge you for it. Keep your eye on the ball. Watch the club head hit the ball. Then there's plenty of time to look up and see where it went.
Yeah, I'll remember that.
Now, the way you do it, you see, it throws your timing all off.
Where's your ball, Will?
Sitting right up there on the green, about a foot and a half from the pin.
Hey, that's a nice lie.
Yeah, you bet it is. Say, where'd yours go anyway? I don't see it.
No, you can't from here. It's in the cup.
The heck it is.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the lesser advantages of looking up on your shots. I got to see it go in myself.
Well, how about that? Well, just be glad the advice I gave you was free. Next time I'll keep my mouth shut.
No, you don't. Now, you're right, and I know it. Oh, don't bother, Will. I'll give you that putt.
I might miss it, you know.
I know, but I don't get to be magnanimous very often. Witness, we played 18 holes. You won all but this one.
Okay, thanks. I'll take it.
Don't mention it. You know, you were right about me and working, too. Illyria needs a chief of police like Hogan needs golf lessons.
Oh, I was just kidding, Wooly.
I know, but I'm not. If old Lud Hatch didn't get a snootful about four times a week, Illyria wouldn't need anyone in the department.
Maybe you're just good insurance, Wooly.
Yeah, maybe so. A really smart newspaper man would probably expose the whole soft setup. Could be a big story, too, because it's the same way in the county. We're just too blamed law-abiding around Illyria to need sheriffs and deputies and police chiefs and like that.
Now, don't tempt me, Willie. It's been a dull week for news.
Well, come on in the clubhouse. I'll buy you off with a nickel drink.
I'll accept the bribe. Gonna play again tomorrow afternoon?
Sure. Unless a crime wave hits.
Oh, Willie, I was just coming out to look for you.
Oh?
Your office just called.
Oh, that crime wave's probably hit, Willie.
Well, can I use your phone?
Sure, help yourself. How's the game, Will?
Oh, pretty good round.
Which one of you hold out on 18?
Willie did. With the worst form you ever saw. I told him not to top the ball. Sure enough, he topped it right when he did it.
How'd you hit?
No. No, don't say any more on the phone. I'll be right there. Don't talk to anyone about it till I get there. Well, right away. Bye.
Will?
Well, I gotta go back to town right away.
Something wrong, Willie?
I can't talk about it. I just gotta move, quick.
Well, wait a minute. I'll go with you.
But can't wait, Will. This is big.
Hey, wait! I'm coming with you. Did Willie get here yet, Libby?
Chief Mendenhall is in his office, Will, and you can't go in there.
What do you mean I can't go in there?
Just that. He's very busy, and he's not seeing anyone. Most especially, he is not seeing the press.
Oh, come on, Levy. Since when are you taking things so big?
Since things got so big, Mr. Rogers. Now, if you'll just run along, the police department is very busy.
Now, look, Levy. It's me, your old friend Will. You don't have to put on any acts. Remember me? I was with Wooly at the club when he called in here. Now, what's up?
A very great deal is up. But you don't need to lounge around here because I will not tell you anything.
Never saw you act like this. Who's in there with Wooly?
Perhaps someone. Perhaps no one. I am not at liberty to say.
What did you mean a while ago when you said, most especially, he's not seeing the press?
Most especially, he is not.
Why?
I believe the customary term is no comment, Mr. Rogers.
Will you just tell Wooly that I'm here?
I will not tell him you are here. Now, Will, I have tried to tell you. We are very busy
and
here.
All I want to know is what you're so all-fired busy about. Now, if you just tell me that, I'd quit bothering you.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. If you had any idea, well... But as I said, no comment.
Libby, you'd better call... Oh, I didn't know you were here, Will.
Should have figured I would be, the way you took off from the club. Wooly, now what's this all about? Libby's acting like Horatius at the bridge.
I have not said a word, Chief Mendenhall. Not a syllable have I breathed.
All right, Libby. We must try to stay calm now.
She's breathed a lot of syllables, Wooly, but they haven't made any sense to me.
And they're not likely to, Will. Libby's acting in the line of duty, and so am I. We're not talking to any representatives of the press.
Oh, forget the press. Just tell me what's going on around here.
Sorry, Will. No comment.
You see, Will, my exact words.
Now, half an hour ago, we were playing golf, and you were practically running off at the mouth. Why now do you have
half
to clam...
Half an hour ago, things were different, Will. You'll just have to take my word for it, because I'm not going to say any more.
Chief Mendenhall?
I'm Chief Mendenhall.
Oh, I'm Adams. I called you a little while ago.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I'm right in my office. Where we won't be disturbed, Mr. Adams. Libby, call the, you know.
The sheriff?
Yes, Libby.
Oh, sorry. Awfully sorry, Chief.
Quite all right. Just do it quickly now. This way, Mr. Adams.
Wooly.
Now, Will, that will be all. Absolutely all. Don't make my job any harder than it is.
Harriet. Will you get me the sheriff, please? And rush it.
Who's this guy, Adams?
I am on orders, Will. I am trying very hard to do my... Sheriff Peterson? He's here. Right.
Tell you, Maggie, it's either the biggest thing that ever happened in Elyria, or Wooly and Libby are the biggest hams I ever saw.
What did that fellow look like, that Mr. Adams?
Oh, average-looking sort of guy. About my age and height, medium complexion. No one I ever saw before.
Did he have on a gray suit?
Yeah, I think he did. Why?
He was here about 15 minutes ago.
Here? What did he want?
It must have been the same person. He didn't give his name. Just asked if you were here. I told him you were at the golf course and that you'd probably be back in about an hour, and that was all.
I wonder what he wanted with me.
I don't know. He didn't say any more. Didn't leave his name. Didn't say he'd be back or call. Just tipped his hat and left.
Oh, that's funny. We didn't get any more wire service stuff today by any chance.
Only what you saw this morning. The last mail's in. Unless they sent something special.
No, they probably wouldn't do that. They'd call if they had anything important.
What are you thinking, Will?
Well, if it were kind of a manhunt on or something like that was centering around Elyria, why, they'd have it if it had been released. I think I'll call Crowley over in the city and see if he can give me a line on this.
You think this Mr. Adams is a cop or something?
Could be. Harriet must be out for coffee.
Stay with it, Will. I think she's just slower than usual today. I had an awful time getting her a while ago.
Number, please.
This is Will, Harriet. I want to place a call to the city.
Sorry, Will. All the circuits are busy.
All of them?
That's what I said. I've never been so busy in my life. First time I ever envied an octopus.
What's keeping you so jammed up?
No, you don't, Will. My lips are sealed.
What?
I've been sworn to secrecy and under oath, practically. I can't divulge to you absolutely nothing.
Fine, fine. Look, call me when you get a long-distance line clear, will you?
Can't promise a thing, Will. Today, you're better off with your own carrier pigeon. Oh, I gotta ring off now, Will.
Well, that's just dandy.
You can't get long-distance?
Nope. Everything's tied up. I swear, I'm beginning to think this is something big.
Will, there he is.
Who?
Mr. Adams. He just walked by outside.
Maybe he can clear this thing up. Hey, Mr. Adams. Mr. Adams.
Yes? You speaking to me?
Yeah. My name's Rogers, Mr. Adams. I was in Chief Mendenhall's office when you came in a while ago.
Oh, yes, you also run the local paper, don't you?
That's right. The Elyria Gazette. Oh, I understand you were in my office asking for me.
Yes, yes, I was. The young lady said you were out playing golf.
Yeah, I was. Well?
Well?
Well, you were asking for me. Here I am.
Yes, well, it wasn't important, Mr. Rogers. Sorry to bother you.
You didn't bother me. Yet.
Well, I find I won't have to now. It's true, I was inquiring about you. But that was before I talked to Chief Mendenhall.
What's he got to do with your talking to me?
Just about everything.
You mind telling me who you are, Mr. Adams? And what the devil's going on in Elyria all of a sudden?
Well, I don't mind telling you who I am, Mr. Rogers. But I get the impression that your chief of police and your sheriff would mind very much. Sorry. But any statements will have to come from them. And if I were you, I wouldn't plan on any.
What makes you think you'll get any more out of the sheriff than you did out of Wooly?
I don't know that I will. But for one thing, Livy isn't guarding Pete's door. Anyway, I'm not getting anywhere with Wooly. Maybe I can crack Pete.
Well, it's all mighty mysterious to me.
What brings you to the courthouse, Doc?
Oh, just the regular meeting of the county medical board. To tell you the truth, I always hate to come over here. This courthouse is more like a mausoleum than the mausoleum.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet, all right. Well, for...
Well, the liveliest tomb I ever saw.
I tell you, Doc, there is something going on in this town.
Why, I haven't seen so many men since my old division had its last encampment. Hey, Will, look. Isn't that Wooly up there by Pete's door?
I don't see him.
Yeah. Pete's with him right now. Just came out of his office.
Oh, yeah, I see him now. Well, here I go, Doc.
If you learn anything, call me after supper, will you? I'll be home.
Yeah, sure, Doc.
All right. Let's have it quiet now. Now, just form a single line, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. That's the way. Try to keep your voices down. We'll move a lot quicker if you just stay in line and keep quiet. If you have any questions, we'll try to answer them when you get up here.
I have a question, Wooly.
Yes, what... Now, Will, don't start that all over again.
You've got a pretty big turnout. What's it for?
No comment, Will.
Now, Wally, I got some rights myself, you know.
And they do not include interfering with the duly designated authority of peace officers. Now, I'm not saying any more, Will.
Well, I am. I got several paragraphs I haven't touched on yet.
Excuse me. Is this where they're swearing in extra deputies?
Well,
that's a good question, fella. I hope you get an answer to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Just step to the end of the line.
Thanks.
Extra deputy for what, Wooly?
All right, Will. I'll tell you this much. This is big. And we can't afford a news leak, if you must know, for security reasons.
A few weeks from tonight, moving to this time, Kathy and Elliot Lewis will again be on stage at the Star's address. And now we continue with the second act of Rogers of the Gazette.
Come on, Harriet. Get with it now. Come on, come on.
Morning, Will.
Oh, hi, Maggie. Look, will you run over and wake Harriet up? I think she's fallen asleep at her post.
Sure, if you're serious.
Well, I'm very serious.
All right, all right. Number, please.
Golly, Harriet, where have you been?
Oh, don't be funny, Will. It's late at night.
This morning.
Hail to a bright new day. You want something, Will?
I want the same thing I've wanted all night. A nice, clear, long-distance line to the city.
You should have drove there, like I told you earlier. You'd have been there and back by now.
Okay. Just give me a line.
Can't do it, Will.
You mean to tell me they're still all tied up?
Nope. Count three free ones at the moment. But they're all on priority.
Priority? What the devil for?
Go ahead, keep yelling at me. Maybe it'll keep me awake. Only I can't give you a line. Now, if you want to take it up with the chief of police or Sheriff Peterson or that fella at the hotel, I can give you a local line.
What fella at the hotel? You mean Mr. Adams?
He may be Adam, for all I know. Lord knows he's running this show, and in a grand manner.
He is, huh?
Yeah. And, Will, pleasant as it is to chin with you, I got my work to do.
Okay, Harriet. Sorry I woke you.
Oh, someone had to. Bye, Will.
Goodbye. Now, how do you like that? Now you can't get a long-distance line out of here without a priority.
Will, I couldn't get it out of my mind all night. It's like the Martians or the Venusians have landed and taken over. It's kind of creepy.
What I can't get through my head is all this secrecy. If there's any kind of an emergency, why, it seems to me the people ought to be alerted to it.
Well, I don't like to panic. I haven't any idea who I'd call, but just knowing you can't get a long-distance call out of here is driving me crazy.
Well, I'm going over to the hotel and talk to that Adams guy. I don't know who he is, but Harriet says this is all his show.
You want me to keep trying to get a line?
Yeah, you might as well. And if by any miracle you should get one, call Crowley in the city and try and find out what's happening here.
Yes? Oh, it's you, Mr. Rogers.
Okay if I come in?
Well, sure, sure. Come on in. Sit down if you like.
Thanks. Now, Mr. Adams, I understand I got to get your permission to make a long-distance phone call.
I'm afraid you've been misinformed.
You mean it's okay with you if I call the wire services in the city to try and find out what's going on in my own town?
It's perfectly all right with me. Of course, Chief Mendenhall and Sheriff Peterson might have some objection, but I don't.
You mean you're acting on orders from them?
No, I don't mean that at all. But if some priority system has been set up about telephone calls, I assume that's been done under their authority.
On orders from whom?
Mr. Rogers, I'd like to answer your questions, but I'm afraid I can't. The feeling is that the public interest is best served this way.
Well, now, I know a little bit about the public interest, Mr. Adams. It seems to me that all this secrecy, swearing in new deputies, and the way folks can't call out of town if they're a mind to, seems to me that this runs counter to the public interest, unless there's an awful good explanation for it.
Well, you can take my word for it. There's a good explanation for it.
I might be inclined to if I had any idea who you were. Ordinarily, a man's word means a lot to me.
And I'm sorry, but I can't tell you who I am.
You know, I can't help wondering what would have happened if I'd have been in my office yesterday when you came by to see me.
A lot of things would be different. If you'd been there, you'd know everything I know, or at least a good part of it. Maybe you ought to tend to business more, Mr. Rogers. Maybe you shouldn't play so much golf.
Maybe. Don't you think that people have a right to know if there's some emergency situation around here?
Well, that depends. That takes us back to the public interest again. Sometimes it's best that they know, and sometimes it isn't.
Is there an emergency situation here, Mr. Adams?
Yes, you might call it that.
Now, just supposing I could get a call to the city, would the wire service men, press associations and so forth, be able to tell me what I can't find out right here?
Well, it's possible. I'm not really sure of that myself, but it is a possibility.
You know, you're not being very satisfactory, Mr. Adams.
I know. And that's because I can't be, just yet. I'm afraid I'm not your man. I've told you before, ordinarily, I wouldn't mind talking it out pretty thoroughly with a man like you, Mr. Rogers. But, as it is, I'll have to respect the wishes of your sheriff and your chief of police.
Mm-hmm. Well, just suppose this. Suppose Doc Clemens, he's a doctor here, suppose he had an emergency come up and had to call out of town. Would he be able to get a priority?
Well, if I had anything to do with it, he sure would. But I've tried to tell you, and you just don't seem to believe me.
I know. That'd be up to Wooly and Pete.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Well, I don't suppose we'll run into each other again, Mr. Adams.
Oh? Can't tell, Mr. Rogers.
No. Believe me, I'm going to try and work it so we don't.
Okay, Mr. Rogers. But if I can be of any more help...
No, thanks. As a favor, just don't help me anymore.
For all that's holy, will you cool off and quit snapping at the air? Apoplexy doesn't become you.
Yeah, you go over there and talk to him. And see if you don't come back mumbling to yourself.
I don't want to talk to him. I don't even want to talk to you, Will. I'm on my siesta.
Well, get off it. And call Wooly or Pete. Tell them you got to make a priority for an emergency long-distance call.
Tell them what? Well, I need no such
thing. Well, I do, Doc. I got to call Crowley at the city and find out what's up, or I'm going to go off my corp. I don't stand a chance of getting a priority, but you can.
Here, now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. I'm to call the local authorities and requisition a long-distance line in the name of a medical emergency just so you can find out something those same authorities don't want you to know.
That's the idea. Now, come on.
I will. I'm surprised at you.
Why?
Because you're asking me to do something unethical. Goodness. And if you'd stop to think, you'd know you were.
Oh, all right.
And if you can spare me that injured look.
Yeah, sorry, Doc. I tell you, though, this thing's got me. I never ran into so many brick walls in my life.
Oh, I know. Frustration is about as, well, frustrating as anything. But, son, I don't just see what you can do about this except to simmer down about 60 points of blood pressure and just let things be a while.
Now, it's the way they've gone about it. Wooly especially. No comment. We can't risk a news leak. Security reasons. Doc, I've run the Gazette for 7 years, and I never ran into a no comment from anyone in Elyria before. Wooly or Pete are usually dying to get their picture in the paper.
Well, first time for everything, they say.
Just chuck the platitudes, will you? You complacent guys kill me. Listen, you ought to be glad you've got an editor around here who's willing to fight for the freedom of the press.
Yes, Will.
If it weren't for the press, by golly, the people of Elyria... Now, let me tell you...
All right, Will. Go fight for it. I'm convinced. You don't have to shout at me when I'm on my siesta, do you? Now, skedaddle with you. Go hit a golf ball.
I will. By golly, it's the one thing I can do. And today, I bet I hit it a mile.
Don't get sore at me, Will. I can't help it.
You're the pro of this club, at least until the next director's meeting. And you're telling me that I can't play golf?
Well, I'm sorry. This isn't my idea. I tell you, I can't help it.
Oh, you can't help it. I suppose you're just following orders in the public interest.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess I am.
Leland, how long have you known me?
Ever since I came here. You know that. 5, 6 years.
Have you ever seen me throw a golf club or get rowdy or break up the joint or walk into the ballroom floor with my spike shoes on or anything like that?
No. No, I haven't, Will. You've always been a model member. One of the best.
Well, take a look then, boy. I'm just about ready to make up for lost time.
Well, now, darn it, take it easy.
Something wrong, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, you again.
And I told you it might happen.
Well, I'm licked. You got it fixed so I can't work. I can't call out of town. I can't play golf. And I can't even ask you why.
Oh, you can ask.
Yeah, that's right. I'm free to ask, just like you're free not to answer.
That's right.
And you'd like nothing better than to tell me about it, only your hands are tied by the local authorities.
You know, you don't seem to need any answers, Mr. Rogers. You've got them all.
Yeah, I'm one of the brightest fellows around.
Well, everything all right, Adam?
Oh, everything's fine, fine. Except Mr. Rogers here, he seems to have a problem.
Oh? What's the matter, Will?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Except I'm fixing to hit someone or something, and I'm getting less particular all the time about who or what it is.
Sounds to me like Mr. Rogers is pretty tensed up about something, Chief Mendenhall. I'd recommend a round of golf, wouldn't you?
Best thing in the world for you, Will, if you are all wrought up about something.
If I am. Wally, I don't know what you're up to now, but I'm in no mood for your little quips.
Well, okay. How about some golf, then?
I don't know now. I'm pretty particular who I play with.
Huh? Well, this would be quite a foursome, Will. It'd be you, and Leland, and me, and...
Mr. Adams, no thanks.
No, no, no. I had someone else in mind.
Yeah? Well, whoever it is, he'd better show up quick. Well, I'll be... Hello, Mr. President.
Just heard Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr., with Parley Bear as Doc Clemens and Georgia Ellis as Maggie Button. Our story was written by Kathleen Height and produced and transcribed by Norman MacDonald. Featured in the cast were Vic Perrin, Harry Bartell, Herb Ellis, Michael Ann Barrett, and Eve McVeigh. The special music for Rogers of the Gazette was composed by Rene Garrigank and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Roy Rowan speaking. You're invited to Art Linkletter's house party every weekday on the CBS Radio Network.